Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to The Come Within. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Like bam. Suddenly your carefully curated day goes from perfectly planned to holy moly, what just happened? We've all been there. But what if I told you there's a superpower we can all tap into, a secret weapon against those chaotic moments? It's called emotional awareness. And trust me, this isn't about becoming some Zen master meditating on a mountaintop, although that wouldn't hurt. This is about understanding our emotions, recognizing their signals, and using that knowledge to build inner strength like never before. Ready to unlock the power within? Let's dive in. First things first. Emotional awareness isn't about suppressing feelings, it's about acknowledging them. Think of it like this. Imagine your emotions are a band playing inside you. Sometimes they're jazzy and upbeat, other times they're bluesy and melancholy. The key is to be the conductor, not the silenced audience. Listen to those instruments, feel the rhythm, and understand what each note is trying to tell you. Next step. Identifying your emotional triggers. Ever felt like a volcano about to erupt when someone criticizes your work? Or maybe your heart sinks when you see that notification from an ex? We all have those specific situations or people that set off our emotional alarms. Recognizing these triggers is crucial because it allows us to prepare and manage our responses instead of reacting impulsively. It's like knowing your way around a haunted house. Once you know the booby traps, you can navigate them with more confidence. Now, let's talk about managing those emotions. Deep breaths, meditation, journaling, these are all amazing tools in your emotional toolkit. But here's a hack that often gets overlooked. Physical activity. Ever noticed how a good workout can clear your head and leave you feeling less stressed? That's because exercise releases endorphins, those happy chemicals that act as natural mood boosters. And speaking of mood, remember that it's not permanent. Just like the weather, emotions fluctuate throughout the day. Don't let a bad mood dictate your whole day. Acknowledge it, accept it, and then consciously choose to shift your focus. Think of it as rewinding and playing a new track on your emotional playlist. Finally, be kind to yourself. We all stumble sometimes, it's part of the human experience. Emotional awareness is a journey, not a destination. Celebrate the progress you make, learn from those moments when things get tough, and remember that building inner strength takes time and practice. Ever had one of those days where everything just feels like it's going wrong? You know, the kind where your coffee spills, you miss the bus, and then your boss asks for that report by the end of the day even though you haven't started it yet. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic, rushing to work after a disastrous morning. Your mind is racing with thoughts like, I'm going to be late, this is the worst day ever, and how am I going to handle all of this? But instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you take a deep breath, acknowledge your frustration, and say to yourself, okay, I'm feeling stress right now, but I can choose how I respond. You focus on the present moment. Maybe you listen to your favorite song, enjoy the sunshine streaming through your car window, or simply observe your surroundings. You remind yourself that this stressful situation is temporary and that you have the ability to navigate it effectively. When you arrive at work, you're still feeling a bit frazzled, but you're calm enough to tackle the day head on. Remember, emotional awareness isn't about being emotionally unmoved, it's about having the capacity to feel deeply and choose how we respond to those feelings. It's about understanding that our emotions are signals, not commands. They inform us about our needs, desires, and experiences, but they don't have to dictate our actions. So go out there, embrace your emotions, and become a master of your inner world. Want to take it further? Share your biggest takeaway from this episode on social media, use the hashtag #comewithin. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode filled with practical tools and insights for finding peace amidst the chaos. Until next time, keep that calm within shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.